We started the last month of the first half of the year. So what I want you to do is this. Begin to do evaluation. So you don't wait till we are done with the first half. Begin to do evaluation. I want you to do evaluation based on some thought I shared with you when we started the year. I can't remember whether it's here that I preach war or words. But I know the beginning of the year, I preach a lot on the power of words. Go to Bible study. Measure your life. So when we started in January, what are the things you set? Do you understand that? And now that you are running up the first half of the year, now evaluate. And I've set for us a standard. I say, run your life using God's word. And I say especially that you can create your word using the word of God. And so, what have you done? If you haven't done much, so I'm calling you back. You know, to begin to do much more. There's no other way to excel as a Christian. There's no other way. Look at the prayer session. We use words. In prayers, you use words. You know, in reconstruction, you don't use blocks, you use words. And if you haven't done much of that, so evaluate and re-strategize. Everything that a believer we have through God's words. And let me add, everything that a believer we have aligning with God's word. So, I want you to recalibrate if you lost compass. So come back. Get back and sit, you know, with the word, and not to stay with the word alone, but to use God's word. Speak the word to every aspect of your life. And what will make your word to be effective or more effective is how much the word you receive is renewing your mind. Do you understand that? So how your word becomes effective in the sphere of life is how you receive the word with a view to renew your mind. So I put in another way to say, therefore, that your word is as effective as what you can conceive in your mind. So, for believers, conception is not in the uterus. Conception is in the mind. So how fertile your mind is will determine, you know, your fertility, your productivity. So if you are using words, but your mind is not fertile, it will be vanity. And that's why it looks like I'm pushing you. Expose yourself to God's word. Because you can't say God's word more than what you can see. Did you get that? It will be heavy in your mouth even to confess what you cannot see. What the highs of your mind, what the eyes of your heart wouldn't see. You can't say it. There's no way you can't say it. Even somebody say after me, you will say after the person as a matter of religion. But what will begin to change your destiny are things that you are saying that you've seen in your mind. And that's the essence of coming, gathering like this. That's the essence. You know? So that the more you listen, the more your mind is renewed, the more your mind becomes fertile, and then the more your mind becomes productive. Our mind is a football pitch where you have God and the devil competing. That's your mind. Do you get? So, who wins? Now determines the direction of your life. If the devil wins in your mind, oh boy, because technically, if they like, let them give you 10 million, you end up being poor. Because you lost in your mind the war of prosperity. Let them pour all the oil of the world on your head. If you cannot see in your mind by the stripes of the Lord, you were healed. Ororo tanle ororo. And that's the essence of getting in contact with God's word. So you're robbing. Do you understand? It's a way of you're robbing. And so before you know it, you become to look like the person you are robbing on. So when you rub on God's word, you begin to look like God. When you rub on God's word, you begin to see the immense possibility that is domiciled in the word of God. You know, some of us, we read it, we don't believe it. You don't know that. You have believers that read the Bible, but they don't believe the Bible. They are reading it and they are questioning the Bible. And they are Christians. You know why? Because if you read God's word with blind eyes, you will never see God's word. Some people's mind have been seared. You know, I got in contact with that many years ago. I was discussing God's word with somebody. And somebody that goes to one of these father and die. And the person will not see what I was saying. I was pained. I was like I was eating the wall. I was perplexed. And the person could not see. And the person was telling me that Elijah. Do you get that? That was the first time I came into contact with you are sharing God's word with somebody and it's bouncing back. It was so palpable. And this person that goes to church. So you have people that come to church. The words are closed. And that's a very wrong place to be. It's actually a dangerous place to be. Because the only way you can talk to a Christian is using God's word. And now when a Christian will not receive God's word, the Christian is done for and done for too. I get it. Shake around in while I'm going to get it. I be aware I want Baba while I'm going to be sorrow. Whatever the word of God cannot break, the hammer. Whatever the word of God cannot cut, the sword. Then it's done for. We are one agba. The proverbs of the elders, they understand, cannot solve the problem that God's word cannot solve. All the other books, so-called holy, will not solve the problem that God's word will not solve. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are stuck with God's word. So borrow yourself brain. Borrow yourself brain and say, I'm stuck with God's word. If you want your life to amount, you are stuck with God's word. So, you better believe it. You better do it. You better confess it. And then your prophet will begin to appear to all. Ladies and gentlemen, I profited from God's word. I can tell you that. I profited from God's word. And my profiting has appeared to her. I'm not there yet, but where I am today, ladies and gentlemen, I've profited. I don't go to churches. People that know me, I don't go to churches. I don't go to, except you invite me to preach. I don't go to churches, though. And I won't go to Monte. You understand that? If somebody say, I see Pastor Shola on the mountain, Monte, pay me, go to soften, pay, you roll longer. Even when I was in CAC, I never go to Monte. And you can never see me. You can never see Abela. Can't do. I get at the Koja, you know, where? You know? And you can never see me with garments. I'm not talking about, it will not forgive me, but you know, you know, I'm just talking generally. You know? I'm stuck with this. And that's the table I invite you to. When you sit with it, it will profit you. It might not be a year, it might not 2 years, but you stick with it. Continue with it. It will profit you. You can't put your destiny on the word of God and you not have profiting from it. So about that go the prophet analyze a year. You will. If you can just obey, like some of these little things I'm teaching. I'm not teaching us be revelation. No. Just little. And I see some of us, I see that we are trying. You know, you are following it. That's all that you need. That's all that you need. A little here, a little there. A little here, a little here. Be hardening it up. And then your profit will begin to appear. So you sit down, evaluate the beginning of the year. What are the things, you know, I put before God, I'm trusting God for? Now, we are closing the first half. Now, evaluate. And your evaluation should be this. It's not about you've gotten it or you haven't gotten it. Your evaluation should be, how well have I used God's word on those items? That's the core of your evaluation. Number two, what you evaluate again is, how well have I committed myself to searching God's word concerning that thing I placed before you? Did you understand that? If I'm trusting God for financial breakthrough, then I will show bias a bit in God's word to scriptures around prosperity. Do you get that? To scriptures around prosperity. If I'm trusting God that I want some chains broken, I will show bias towards scriptures that promises me deliverance. I will read books around it. Don't forget what I said the other time. When your mind is renewed concerning a thing, you will have victory in that area. So that's the evaluation I want you to do. So don't just come to church and go. You come to church and then you go. It's cooperative society meeting that you are coming. That's the thing. So that means that every Tuesday, you come for cooperative society. You know, church is not like that. And then when you come with expectation. I've said to us on Sunday, never approach the presence of God without expectation. Never. If you've been doing it, so change. That's why you come to church, so that you can change. So after you've dressed, ladies, and put your pomade, and then you put your dress and all, then you look yourself in the picture. Oh, fine, Omo. Then keep the expectation. Come on, Balo. That is what drags anointing from the preacher, from the teacher. It's your expectation. But when you come expecting nothing, you know, you just go home, you would have met people, you know, your photo, go to the next week. And you know the devil, he will keep you busy doing all those things. Before you know it, 2026, Happy New Year. Then you continue like that. Before you know it, Jesus day. Be Jesus or the all about Jesus. Destiny is ever done. Purpose is ever done. All by the door, by God, one by she we. I get everybody all man. So, while you win, he walk gun one win in rainy. I get. Kobasi crown kankan. Orogo laye ti emi. That is critical, ladies and gentlemen. So sit down, you evaluate. And then when you evaluate, re-strategize and push some more. Let me tell you something, like Moses' life. No matter, like I ran there last week, no matter the number of Pharaoh, your life is in the hands of God. And that's why I rounded up last week. No matter the Pharaoh, your life, there's divinity in your existence. And I don't want you to forget that. There's divinity. No matter your picture, no matter what you are going through, no matter the shortcoming, no matter the trial, no matter what you think you lost in life, where you're supposed to be, you haven't gotten there. I want you to know tonight that your life is hid in Christ and Christ is hid in God. Like Moses, the purpose of God or the counsel of God or the divinity rode over the plan of man. You know that the system of the world sometimes, I was talking to somebody yesterday who appeared frustrated and was trying to say to me that the next plan that he has is to go abroad. And I said, that's one of the ways people go abroad, actually, frustration. Nigeria has happened to you. And then you think you want to go. And I said, when you reach the US or you reach the UK, do you think that the moment you come down from the Balu, you begin to pick dollars or pounds? I said, the people that have gone there, do you consider why they haven't built 5, 6, 7 houses in Nigeria? Because I said, I want to go and work there and then get some money, I come and invest. I see how many of them are gone. And I try to analyze, if you're on a salary, say of $3,000, how your $3,000 will finish in a month. Because you know, you don't pay annual house rent abroad, you pay monthly house rent. And then this place, you can evade tax. If I say how many of you have paid tax now, don't raise your hand, though, so that FRS will not come here next week Tuesday. You know, you can evade, you can. I said there, you can't. I said you can't. So I said, rather than getting frustrated and leaving Nigeria, why don't you sit down and fight the war of words? Your life is in the hand of God. So don't allow Nigeria to push you out of the hand of God. Your destiny is in the hand of God. You see, because you are called for purpose, God will see to it that you end well. No matter the station you are today, if you continue attending to God, if you are continue being a Christian, I promise you, you will end well. You might be a ridicule. to people. You might be confused as you are seated there. You might not know which direction to go. You might think age, you know, like some of us, we measure our lives by our age. You know, I should have done this, I should have done. I was talking to somebody. I say, tell me, in the program of life, the templates that said by 18, you should have finished university. Then, template that said by 20, you should be in your husband's house. And then the one that said by 25, you should have built your own house. Tell me the templates. Tell me the templates. The MIE specialists are here. Let them come and evaluate the templates. There's none. What we end up doing in life that kill us is we compare our lives with some people's life. We make some people's life our own standard. Then you run the race that was not marked for you. Moses never did that. When the mom hid for 3 months and said, I cannot hide again, he said, I commit you to the hand of God. Can you do something, ladies and gentlemen? Can you voluntarily hand over your life to God? Like Moses' mother did. Parents, actually, not mother alone. And said, I want the divine power to take care of this daughter. And so, I will say this to you, therefore, number one. Can you have faith in the ability and power of God? Because that was what the parent did. The Bible says they hid for 3 years, for 3 months, when they could not. In the book of Hebrews, putting that baby on water, we did not understand it in Exodus. But in the book of Hebrews, we understand it. Because it said, by faith, when they put it, we didn't know why. You could have said they gave up. You could have said they threw away. But Hebrews 11 made us to know that they did not throw away. By faith, they put that baby on water. So, what did they do? They connected with the divine power of God. Can you do that? Whatever is happening with you, can you connect your faith to the ability of God? Whether it's deliverance you need, connect your faith to the ability of God to deliver. Whether it's provision you need, connect your faith. You know the basis you are doing that. I've shared that with you severally because your life is an answer. And so, because you know you are going to happen in the life of a person, in the life of a nation, in the life of a people, so, what you are going through now is not your end. Because you haven't happened. It can only be your end if you are sure that your purpose is done. So, whether you are going through lack, whether you are going through need, whether you are going through even sickness, all those things will not limit your destiny except you allow them to limit. So, all that you need to say, God, I haven't happened. So I trust that my life is in your hands. So I believe in your ability to steer my life to destination. That's what the children, the parent did. Believing in absolute power of God. Believing in the divine ability of God. So you can believe. Now, so listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You can believe in God. You can believe in the word of God. You can believe in the abilities of God. So they believed in his ability to keep, to save, to deliver. And their faith, therefore, brought Pharaoh's daughter at the right time. Their faith ensure that somebody was around to see when Pharaoh's daughter discover the baby. Their faith ensure that the nanny was the mother that delivered the baby. God orchestrated it, but you have a couple that keyed into it. So you need to key into divine power, into the nature of God concerning your destiny. That's why many of us, we miss it in life. You don't say, my life belongs to God. Whatever is happening, my life belongs to God. Why do you say it's the Alpha and Omega? You say it, yet you are the one that navigates your life. You say it, yes, but you see, allow man to determine your life. Can you take your life out of the hands of situation, out of the hand of Nigeria economy, out of the hands of Nigerian fans, out of the hands of men, and place it in the hand of God, knowing fully well that whatsoever is committed into the hand of God is able, one of the abilities of God is to keep in peace, whatever is committed into his hands. The New Testament has not been written that time, but I know the parents, they have that idea that whatever is committed, peace. You know why they took that risk again? Number two, they took that risk because they've understood the story of the people. In other words, their tribe. They understood where they came from. Now listen, parents, listen to me now. And in their own understanding, they have seen their son as the one to deliver the people, referring to the history of their land. Did you get that? The parents, they've seen their son as a deliverer. And that's why they made all those efforts. And that's why they exercised their faith. And that's why they believe God. And that's why they trusted God for Moses' deliverance. They trusted God for the deliverance of the deliverer. They're able to believe God in the time of hopelessness. The time they did what they did, it was a time of hopelessness. I mean, they were killing boys. There was no hope. And that's why they tried all they could, you know, to hide, you know, for 3 months until they could not. But they did not give up hope when they gave the baby out. It was still a work of faith when they gave the baby out. Parents, we must all align with the purpose of God for the life of our children. If you haven't had one, begin to speak into the destiny. In fact, it's easier for people that don't have child already to begin to speak to the life of their children. And I'm serious about that. So by the time you deliver, you know exactly what this baby boy is, what this baby girl is. A lot of children's destiny today have been tampered with, has been messed up with because of the attitude of their parents. Many parents are careless about their children. You don't use your faith for your children. You don't use your faith for your children. When the children is good, it's good. When the children is bad, it's bad. You are not realigning the purpose of your children based on the fact that they are arrows in the hand of God. Some of us, we speak carelessly. We talk carelessly to our children. You know, you say empty words. There was a time I was speaking to us about names, you know, that you call your children. Some of us, You know, my son or my daughter may have Oyibo name. So you look for one Oyibo name. You name your child. And then you look for one other name. You know, you name your child. And Yoruba people, they are fantastic. You know, they say, Oruko Mani Roma. So sometimes some of the names, they begin to rule the Omo, that you call it. Take responsibility for your children. Take responsibility. Make it to be like their destiny depends on me. You know, I was talking to some people a while ago, you know, sometimes ago rather, and I said, the naming ceremony that we have today, this baby, does he know we are doing naming ceremony? Even some of us that we waste so much first year birthday, that your baby does not know what you are doing. The naming ceremony. When a baby grows, I hope you get this. You know that when you grow up, the only reason you believe that your name is your name, you grew up knowing that that's what they are calling you. The day they call you your name, were you aware? The only reason that I'm answering Shola today, I grew up knowing that they are calling me that name. Imagine that a man or a parent, your child or your children, growing up knowing that they are deliverers, growing to know that they are helpers of people. That's what happened to Moses, that he said one day he came to his heart to go and check his people. You know why? They've been calling him deliverer. They've been saying that you are the one that will help the people. They've been saying to him that your people are in pain, they are in bondage. So the name had been rowing. So the Bible says that he just came to his heart one day. I don't know what made that day to be that day, but I guess that enough confession has been put into his life that he could not resist birth to heart. But some of us, what do you call, some of us are in the station we are today because our parents are guilty. Some of us are in stations we have today because our parents are guilty. Some of us, unbelieving parents, you grew up with curses, with negative words, and it's affecting your destiny. You grew up, your parents always fighting. You understand? So it's affecting your destiny today. You understand? So, you'll be ministered to believe that your father is Olori Buruku. Some of us are products. And I remember I said some of these things in January. Some of us are product of the carelessness of our parents. The parents of Moses were not careless. They were deliberate. They were deliberate. Parents, you have to be deliberate about your children, about their destiny, about their lives. You have to be conscious. Sit down, map out what you want their lives to be. Number three, what I want to do tonight is to round up the first 40 years. Not only was that done, Moses was enlightened for purpose. Moses was enlightened. He was trained. He was educated for purpose. What I mean, Get me? Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you have a call, you have a purpose to live, is critical for you to be that trained. You know, the Bible talks in the book of Acts chapter 9, the Bible says that he was mighty in words and then the training, you know, of the Egyptians, something like that. He had purpose and he was thus trained. And again, parents, you need to be careful. Especially those of us that just push our students, our children, just go and read any course. This guy did not read any course. He read relevant course that spoke to the purpose of God over his life. You know, like I said to you last week, if you are here, I said Moses had two education. He had a set in the palace. If the princess did not catch him, he wouldn't have gone to the school of princes. A deliverer had to go to the school of princes. Otherwise, he would not be ready for that work. So he was taught in the way of the Egyptians, archaeological school. He was taught about the history, you know, of Egyptians. He went to the best of school because he was a son of Pharaoh by adoption. But a mom, who is Nani, was teaching him in the history and the ways of God. So, balanced. So, you must be taught for purpose. If you have the call of God over your life, you have purpose of God in your life, you know that God has sent you. And I don't forget, I said that God calling you does not necessarily that you are going to preach. I said that. Moses was not called a pastor. He was called a deliverer. I said that much about 2 weeks ago. So when I say you have call, it's not necessary that you are going to preach. Do you get what I mean? You can call to be a king. You can call to be a deliverer. You can call to be a prophet. You can be called to be a preacher. But whatever the form of purpose that you feel in your heart, you must be done straight. Some of us have missed it. We missed it in life because you have purpose, but you don't have relevant training. You can know the Bible. Where was I talking? Was I talking here? I was talking to some other people. And I said, okay, you know, I was talking to a group of people that I ministered to earlier today. I said, for example, you know, the Bible says that you don't need that anybody teach you anything. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Now, you now start with that scripture. You know, you didn't go to school. He said, the Holy Spirit is teaching me all things. The Holy Spirit is teaching me all things. Egbele or primary school. Or your mom, you say, the Holy Spirit is teaching my son all things. You start at home. Secondary school. You know, the Holy Spirit is teaching my son all things. And then university. The Holy Spirit has taught you everything. Now, you want to apply for a job. And then you get to the job. And say, bring your certificate. He said, Holy Spirit. I get, show them the certificate. Some of us are not that literally stupid. But the way we drive our life, we are that stupid. Refuse to be educated. Refuse to add to the education that you have. You refuse to take relevant courses, relevant lecture. Itunu was working in my office with a while. Mabinu. But she had an MBA, and the day that I know that this lady has done graduation, I know that you will adore me, because how much was I paying her? She got a job, Calabar, where did you get a job? Over 200,000. She came to me. We had conversation. I said, don't go. I'm not going. Then she came, and that job came. They understand. And she said, sir, I want to. I said, look, be going. And then from that job, you got UCH, this thing. You know? Bottom line, she was prepared for opportunity. Some of us, you are not reading nothing. The certificate only seen here, 802 Lotini. Do you see that? And you want God to lift you. You want a change in your life. You want a better job. You want a better opportunity. Can I say this to you, ladies and gentlemen? Let me tell you what I put here. I said, your learning and your knowledge must be employed to bring glory to God. What is it that you know if we not bring glory to the kingdom of God? You know what will happen? Look at me very well. This is not a cause, so. What will simply happen if your knowledge and your position is not being used for the glory of God, you'll be replaced. I wouldn't know what I told you. You know, I have so much experience relating with people. This person, top in his company. You know, according to him, they were giving him cars every year. Then he changed car. He said, you know, official car. This is car. You know, doing very well. They just finished a board meeting. I said, God bless you, everybody. Good. And then the MD said, please wait. You know? And then said, yes, sir. And when everybody is gone, he said, please go and put in your resignation letter. There's no problem. It's only that business is not doing very well again. For you to know that there's no problem, we give you 3 months salary. You know? Sakin emotion. I went to meet HR. Hey, yeah. As far as I know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a force that determines the physical. One of the reasons why you can go like that is when you have a position and it's not being used for the glory of God. I'm not saying that's what happened in his own case. So I just use the story to say this point that I want to say. It's God that lifts and it's God that brings down. Moses was prepared for manifestation. He got all the knowledge. So in other words, don't be spiritual and you are not relevant. Knowing God, I said to them in that church that I went, I said, knowing God, we do two things. Number one, knowing God will help you to relate with God. Knowing God will help you to relate with the world. So that I don't become too spiritual and then you become hardly irrelevant. Moses was informed, well informed. You must be well informed for purpose. So some of you that you are seated there at Kawitan, go and dust it too. If you want your life to amount, certificate can open some doors for you that speaking in tongues might not necessarily open, or that you not need to bother yourself speaking in tongues. They just see your certificate like this. Whether you are capable or you are not, turn back or call Levi, na one that can affect God's issue. And when you enter in there, let me tell you one of the reasons I read medicine. I'll tell you today. Because when I was putting medicine, I didn't know all that medicine could offer. But one thing I know is this. Doctors don't have borders. That's why I read medicine. Medicine can make me to enter anywhere in the world. All that I need to say is that I'm going for humanitarian clinic. They will give me visa. Anywhere in the world. That's why I read medicine. That's all that I knew. I knew that I had the call very early in my life. And then, like Moses, it came to my heart that for me to be able to enter anywhere, medicine will give me. Today, if I want to enter, I just go and join Red Cross. I can join Doctors Without Borders. I can go to Afghanistan and go and preach. If you don't have that sense, go and read the accounting. How can you say, I'm afraid of humanitarian? I'm not humanitarian, I'm not accounting. I'm afraid of COVID. I'm not going to say, Jerry. So you must be relevant for destiny. So there's a spiritual preparation and there's a physical preparation. Moses was prepared spiritually by his mom. And Moses was prepared physically by the palace. You must balance the two. So ladies and gentlemen, take away mediocrity from your life. The people that are near me, they know the school that I say people should not go here. There's a school. Toba lo lo man rominu. Toba ti lo ba toba mani. Toba ti gba certificate mi o fe so nbi bayi ni o. Nitori ke ma se awon kan. Toba ti gba certificate yen bayi lo school mi. I get what is the essence? You have certificate. You go for interview and somebody comes out from HR. He said you are carrying the certificate of this kind of certificate. Please don't wait for this interview. Kiwa lessons for law school. And who tells you that you cannot go to university? I get it. Who tells you? The people that when I read medicine, yes, I finished medicine with a lot of tears. But today, am I not a doctor? Certificate to me, is there the idea you call receipt? Have you called receipt? You know, certificate without receipt and certificate. I'm a medical doctor and I'm better than people that did not do receipt. I want to see the day laying jerry once we come on lolly. Hey, I'm on lolly, Jay. I want to only show you want to see the day. Ladies and gentlemen, be ready. Eddie, what is the day? Be ready for destiny. Praise God. Moses had those levels of training. So next week, I begin to take us to another level of training. Some of us are going through that kind of training now. So I begin to teach us so that you can rejoice. Moses had wilderness experience. Some of us are in wilderness now, so you will rejoice. From next week, you find out that your wilderness experience is gathering together for your purpose. No matter what a man or a woman that has committed her life into the hand of God, no matter what you are going through, it will work together for your good. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for him.